And Allah give us more. We spend for the house of Allah. We spend also for the church, for poor people, needy people. Then that 8-10 hours of business also becomes ibadah. We have to sleep 7-8 hours. If we make the niyat, we are sleeping, not just for the sake of sleeping. But we make the niyat to get fresh again. Then we can make Allah's ibadat. We can even earn our dunya, etc. And we do it according to sunnah. We read dua before we put us for akhirah, to prepare for akhirah. Everyone has to die. Nobody can deny that. And then real life is right after that. That is the real life. And this akhirah will also be good. So try and keep that in mind, inshallah. Three things. That one is to try and recognize everything we see. Like ourselves also. Afi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa Balighna Ramadan. Let us prepare and make Allah's ibadat in Ramzan. Try and make our properly 5 times the mass. The apple fruit, as much as you want to, free of charge. But when your basket is full, you can't take more. And you can't come back again. There are 4 sections of this. There is more better fruit in the next section. So I won't be able to fill there. So he said, let me rather go and fill there. So he goes to the next section. There he sees Abba, more better fruit than the first section. So when he comes there and he wants to fill, but again it comes to his mind, oh, the next section even got more better fruit. So he says, I won't fill here, I'll go in front. He goes there, and Abba, again, the next section got better fruit. And then there's a mirror, and everything in a mirror looks very nice. It looks more better than what it is in a mirror. So when he went out there, he's outside, and his basket is empty. He didn't fill no fruit, and he went out. So just like that, we came in this world. First, when we are small children, we just playing, children just playing all the time, and it is empty. Then comes your youth. And youth, you want to again now live it up, you want to enjoy, you want to do all funny things in your youth. And you think that when I get old, then I will do ibadah. Now let me just enjoy my life. So you go into old age. And old age you go and you think you're going to make ibadah. Now you got sickness, now you got this problem, that problem. And the next you are out of there by mort. And you find you didn't prepare anything for the real life of akhirah. So why we are here, we can do it.